When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Yes, it is the third and final hour of this week's edition. If you didn't remember to set your clocks ahead, we sprung forward this morning. Well, most of us anyway. We are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. And that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, if you need to get a hold of us during the show, phone numbers are local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you're submitting a current events item, please do so via email. And if you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. If you need my services as an animal behavior therapist or trainer, I do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. You can send me email, but don't rely on that. Follow up with phone call and bug my voicemail. And the number to call is 360-217-7258. Remember that I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal, and I've been writing a series on preparing your animals for children, biting dogs when kids, and all that good stuff, and for several months now. And you can read it all online at www.newspiritjournal.com. You can get the current issue, a lot of places all over Western Washington. It's free, but you can read everything online, newspiritjournal.com. And it's a great series, if I say so myself. It is the second Sunday of March, and that means it's Robin and Martha Sunday. Mystic Radio's Robin Alexis is with me. We've got a couple things going on today. The biggest thing is that right after Animal World, it is not, and I say not, an encore presentation of Mystic Radio. Robin and Bob will be live. So you will be able to call in and get your question with Robin from between noon and 1 p.m. today. And Robin, you have a great special going on with the Lemurian Healing, Golden Lemurian Healing Crystals.
We do. We're very excited to be offering them during these live shows only, the radio special of 2-for-1. You can go to robinalexis.com, go to the Mystic Store, and place your order for it will say for one crystal, $22.95, but today you will receive two for $22.95, and we have taken 18 orders already. Wow. During your show.
Woohoo! Good for you, everybody. I have four of them, by the way. Two that I use only for meditation and two that I use for healing. And the two I use for healing are sitting right here with me. And okie doke. So we'll follow up here then with the Iditarod and sled dog stuff. I just want to reiterate that I am changing my position. because of what we're hearing from the dogs and what I've learned about Susan Butcher and the way she's doing things with her sled dogs. We know that the dogs love it. And yes, when there is abuse, the emotional and physical pain can be so great for these dogs that they don't remember their sole purpose and that they love to run. But the dogs are telling us that rather than put our energy into trying to shut down this race, that we should put our energy into supporting the work of Susan Butcher and the way she handles her dogs and the way that she loves them and cares for them, and that we see her energy getting out to everyone and transmuting. I don't have no idea what that means.
Susan passed away a couple years ago.
Oh, Susan did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, all the more need to promote her book then, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
happened? So Susan Butcher is no longer on the planet. So I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she has.
Maybe that's what, is that
she's
what's
saying that's
going
not
on?
True. She's reincarnated into a new body.
Oh.
Well.
So she may not be Susan Butcher, but she is presently. And she's telling me she does live in Alaska.
Huh. Well, now, so what's happened with her dogs and all of that? Does anybody know?
I doubt if she has as many dogs as she used to.
No, she's not here. But, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, she had a lot of dogs, and her husband was involved.
And her kids, and she had trainers and her support staff.
So is her work still going on?
The answer is I don't really know, but my guess is that her work continues.
It does.
But probably not at her place.
Robin, are you getting that her work is continuing?
Absolutely. And I feel she may have reincarnated into that same family. So I think that woman's got a multi-lifetime soul purpose. And it's interesting, too, because what the dog said to me was that for them not to race would be like a woman who really wants a baby and she can't get pregnant.
Kathy? Our new call screeners are having trouble watching the phone. Anyway, she's got it now. Go ahead. Robin, go ahead.
Oh, which thing am I talking about? The dogs, or do you want me to talk about the bobcats?
No, because she's on the phone again, so we can't do that. But we're just to finish up on the Iditarod dogs, that now that I realize that maybe that's the pressure in my head I was getting, that she's on the other side.
Yeah, I'm getting a tremendous amount of pressure in my third eye, too, and I've been trying to source it. So,
there's a lot of contention on both sides of this issue.
And I've been feeling G-Man come in, too. I think there's a lot of people talking about him, and I'm not sure he likes it. So I think everybody really needs to respect whatever G-Man's choices is, whether we relate to it or not. I feel him coming in also. Since we've been talking about him on the air.
Yeah. Okay, G. Well, and he knows that I'm okay with whatever he decides to do. It just is a little woo-woo for me.
And did you tell me, or everyone listening to the show today, that you actually left the show on today so the animals are listening to it?
No, I did.
Oh,
I don't. I used to when I was in Seattle, but I don't out in Monroe.
Well, now G-Man's laughing at me and saying, you know I hear things telepathically, Robin.
Oh, yeah. You know. Poof. Okay. Now we can go to the bobcats, because Kathy is listening. And you started to say you were reading from Ted Andrews' book, and it was saying if bobcats show up, what's the message?
Well, there's lots, but I was guided to say this. If the bobcat has come into your life, ask yourself these important questions. Are you being too solitary? Do you need to look for new learning opportunities? Are you or those around you being indiscreet? Are you not trusting your inner senses? Are you allowing others' outside appearances to sway you? Whenever bobcat is around, it will teach you that there is true power and strength through silence. And it also says the bobcat, although found all over the United States, is endangered. Mm. So how cool that she's got two in her backyard and that we at least saw the paw prints of them up here in Mount
Kathy,
Shasta.
Does your husband listen to the show?
Yes, every day. I mean, every Sunday. Hello. I'm actually thinking the whole show that I'm on here. So
is he gonna get mad at me if I tattle on you guys?
No, go right ahead.
Well, because I got a definite message when you read that, Robin. Because what are the first two things that are you being too solitary or are you being guided into new learning opportunities?
That's correct. Am. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm not talking about you, Kathy. Okay. That's why I'm asking if he's listening. Because one of the things that Kathy shared with me, and sorry, what's your husband's first name? I forget.
Eric.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Eric. Apparently, when Kathy became our call screener, Eric said, now, you're not going to go all woo-woo on me, are you? Kathy said, no. So see, the animals bring the message to those who are there and paying attention at the time. You're not home. The bobcats showed up for Eric.
Oh,
so, Eric?
Good point.
Are you being too solitary? Are you being drawn into new learning opportunities like woo 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 woo, 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 woo? Play the music for Eric. Okay, I think we're done with that.
Thanks, said it very well, Martha. Very well.
Hugs, Eric.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. I mean, Martha, you and I even talked about how we're being drawn into new learning opportunities.
Well, yeah, this whole thing with G-Man and the red kittens this is too much for me. And, yeah, I mean, this is a real stretch. But, you know, I also want you guys to know that I share everything with you. You know, yes. And if we're nuts, we might as well figure it out now. And this sounds like a real good way to find out. Because it's either going to happen or it's not. And we'll keep you informed. So I don't hide anything. Well, if I'm nuts, we'll still do the show. We'll just know that I'm nuts.
Well, the way I look at it is it's not about being right or wrong. It's about love. And in this journey of opening our hearts to be even more loving, there'll be times when we're right and times when we're wrong. But we can all just love each other through the whole process.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get it quickly through the news here so we can get to our communication stuff. I'm going to dump as much of this as I can, but there's one issue that came up, and Robin, you could tune into this while I'm reading this. This is an email that came from Whidbey Animal Guild, which is a rescue animal help group, and it says, breaking news, Stanwood, which is a local town here, poised to become nation's most prominent horse slaughter town.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Do you want our region to be known for horse sanctuaries or slaughterhouses? Please let your congressional representatives and senators know what you think. Representative Rick Larson, and that's my rep, who's usually very liberal, who favors the slaughterhouse and will be visiting Whidbey Island on March 18th. Email me with any questions or concerns. That's coming from Barbara at WAG, Whidbey Animal Guild. Barbara. So if you want to send Barbara an email, you can email Barbara at WhidbeyAnimalGuild@gmail.com. That's WHIDBEY, WhidbeyAnimalGuild@gmail.com. So you getting any energy off that, Robin?
It's extraordinarily disturbing to me. I mean, I can't even find the words to describe. I mean, I'm sure those types of things happen certain places and things are what they are, but right now that just doesn't feel good to me at all. It kind of reminds me of the sonar that they use in the ocean that disturbs the communication between the dolphins and the whales. Mm-hmm. There's a sound pattern coming out of the horse slaughter experience in Stanwood for that area that feels like it's just going to disrupt a lot of energy there.
Yeah, no, we can maybe, go into this energy again as it starts to shake out, but I did support the closing of the horse slaughter houses in the country at the time that all happened. But what we didn't pay attention to at that time was what was going to happen to all the unwanted horses when they could not be slaughtered anymore. So now we have horses that are abandoned, that are abused, that aren't fed, that starve to death. that they're being trucked in even more abusive fashion to Mexico to be slaughtered. Yeah. So it's actually gotten worse for the horses, not better. So I do believe in this situation of the horse slaughtering business.
But
that
there.
Something
just
needs to change.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe there does need to be horse slaughtering on some level, but it has to be done with love and respect and in a gentle and caring fashion. And I don't know. Do we want to start doing it right here or not? That's a big issue. Anyway, if you want to chime in, email Barbara at WidbeyAnimalGuild@gmail.com, and we'll keep that on the forefront. Have a follow-up email here from Pat, backed about the sled dogs. And she just said, Susan Butcher passed away in 2006 of leukemia. Her husband and children continue her legacy. Pat says, I'm not crazy about the racing aspect of dog sledding either, but sled dogs don't just race. Many have jobs. One example is Denali National Park uses sled dogs to transport park equipment and patrol for poachers. So that's doing good work.
Yeah, yeah. And Dan, your deceased horse is coming in and saying that he will help those horses from the horse slaughter situations go through their own rainbow bridge into the light. So Dan to the rescue.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, my you know, and those of you that have listened a lot know about Dan, my horse that was with me for 34 years. He helps a lot now on the other side. All right, let's get into how about, and we need some sunshine. So let's do some best good news about animals. We're going to steal it from you, Robin. Ooh, it would if we had any. Ooh. Okay. This is a cute photograph. You'll find it at SeattleTimes.com, their news line. Bunny Buddy. Now, I'm not wild about the behind the scenes here because it's about a gorilla in captivity, but the story and the photograph itself, Samantha, 47, the Erie, Pennsylvania Zoo's Western Lowland Gorilla, hangs with her boy toy, Panda, on Thursday. Zoo officials introduced the male Dutch rabbit to Samantha last month. She has been on her own since 2005. So I'm very sad that Samantha, you know, has to be in a zoo by herself. But I'm delighted that she has a little bunny boy toy that she's happy with. So look at that adorable picture, Mike. No, Samantha and her little bunny friend. So isn't that sweet? That's very sweet. Now here's another interesting kind of the balance stories here. A 31-year-old red-tailed hawk living in Washington State University's Raptor Club may be the oldest of his kind. Charlie, the hawk's handler, celebrated his birthday Friday. They calculate that at 31, Charlie has lived the equivalent of about 234 human lives, human years. The normal lifespan for hawks is about 10 years. For those in captivity, it's about 20. But this one, Charlie, is 31 years old. No, Charlie's the handler. I guess they don't give the name of the bird. But anyway, yeah, 31-year-old red-tailed hawk. How cool is that? So sometimes living in captivity, they do better. All right, we'll forget that one. Let's see. We'll put off that one. This is just a quickie. You may have seen the reports on this one. This is out of Florida, and a local guy watching the deterioration of the coral reefs, and many are endangered. And this Ken Niedermeyer started the Coral Restoration Foundation. And he and his volunteers spend 3 days a week maintaining these coral nurseries they've created off of Key Largo, and they're single-handedly bringing back. They have grown more than 25,000 staghorn and elkhorn corals, and it's really the underwater footage of this is really quite fascinating. So anyway, corals are living creatures, and I'm glad somebody's trying to save them. All right, what else? Okay. I have got some absolutely phenomenal good news stories. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to save two of them for next week because I'll have a lot more time because it involves me reading you the stories. And one's about donkeys and the other's about golden retriever.
But not next week.
Not next week, the week after that. Yeah, because they're not timely issues, okay? They're not timely issues. I can save them for 2 weeks.
And something that we can look forward to.
So we'll give the best good news story because I know Robin will appreciate this one. So we're doing this one for Robin. You can search this, Seattle. This actually made the front page of the Seattle Times. After war, writing to find peace. Some service members struggling with physical and emotional scars are learning about horses and their care and remaining control and regaining control in their own lives. And this is out of Yelm here. After 6 tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, Staff Sergeant Aaron Helliker's luck ran out. A roadside bomb left him with third-degree burns, traumatic brain injury, nerve damage. The unseen wounds became the most disabling of all. The 27-year-old who rode motorcycles was a whiz at auto body work and had wanted to be a soldier since he was old enough to ask his mother to buy some army pants. He could no longer tolerate being around people. He was anxious, hypervigilant, expecting attack. Memories rushed in of his last tour in Afghanistan and the 5-hour attack by insurgents his convoy fended off. The soldier he found bleeding to death but was unable to help. To block out the memories and the surges of anxiety that made him feel always ready for battle, he began to drink. He was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and sent to a lockdown mental health facility for veterans. Faced with overwhelmingly physical pain, afraid of being close to anyone, and so mired in despair that he could see no hopeful future, Helliker didn't want to live to continue living. Then he met Fred, a white Fredericksburg gelding. Fred is one of the horses in Debbie Fisher's Rainier Therapeutic Riding Program in Yelm, where servicemen are matched with horses they learn to groom and eventually ride. Quote, "I really liked him, so I postponed my death for a week," Helliker said. "In an office, I feel cornered, but out here at the farm, I feel at peace." Horses are ideal partners for traumatized service members because they're kindred spirits, Fisher said, and have similar fight or flight reactions or to perceived threats. Training a horse not to jump away at a blowing piece of paper, for example, becomes a model for the soldier's own life. Fisher takes 75 soldiers a year, both active duty and veterans, without cost to them or the government. When it comes to helping with rehabilitation, equine-assisted therapy has become well-known across the country. Texas's Horses for Heroes started in 2007 as a model, and nationwide a number of groups have followed Fisher's included. Now, the wonderful thing, the program was just what Helliker needed. Nothing else had worked, he said. Not treatment at Walter Reed, not therapy at a clinic in Texas, not lockdown PTSD therapy facility in Oregon, not even his beloved service dog, Chopper, his companion to help with anxiety. That's the horse's ability to mirror Helliker's own emotional state, requiring him to calm himself in order to do as little as brush Fred, had made it possible for Helliker to get used to staying in control. Not long after meeting Fred last June, Helliker canceled his plans to die, and over the course of 9 months, went from taking 42 pills a day to 4. And now there's much more to this story if you want to bring it up online. But now this veteran military guy Helker. Now he is a therapist through the horse therapy, working with other veterans to help them. So it's Rainier Therapeutic Riding. For more information, you can contact Bob or Debbie at 360-259-3782 or www.rtriding.org. R-T-R-I-D-I-N-G, rtriding.org. Or you can email Debbie, D-E-B-B-I, dot Fisher, at hotmail.com. And you can search that online and bring up the story. But Robin, how fabulous is that?
I am just incredibly, incredibly moved. I actually might start coughing because it's just choking me up so much here.
Yeah, I just teared up. So,
excuse me.
I'm thinking about...
Oh, man, that's a touching story.
Yeah, yeah. But all the people suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder. And think of all the different things that this military guy had tried, and none of it worked, and he was still ready to die. But dealing with the horses helped. And there are therapeutic horse programs all over the country now, all over the place. And so I did this story not just for Robin, because I know she has family in the military, they're having trouble and all that kind of stuff, but for everybody out there with post-traumatic stress disorder. Even if you've tried everything else, consider going to a horse therapy program, because it's a whole different world. Saved this guy's life and continues to save their lives. How cool is that, Robin?
Well, it's unbelievable. And for people who don't know about post-traumatic stress disorder, it is just a horrible, horrible disease. I actually have it. You know, obviously I wasn't a soldier, but I was raped, and I do have life-threatening chronic issue. And those are the two things that can cause PTSD, is if you feel your life's been threatened or you've been raped. And not only is it true for the individual, but if a parent has PTSD, they're now discovering that the children will, through the influence of being in that environment, will also have it. And so if you want to stop this generational disorder from happening, you know, go beyond the battlefield, we really need things like this, and we really need to pay attention.
Yeah.
It's so serious. I mean, the highest rate of suicide in this country is from Marines and soldiers who have been to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awful.
Anyway, I want you all to be aware of, if you know of someone, a military person especially, that's in trouble, you need to know about the therapeutic horse programs. And I'm going to hold on to that article so you can call me or email me if you need it, but you can also search it online, and I'm sure you'll come up with it. But that seems to be the answer for helping these people.
And I did post it in our blog on robinalexis.com.
Ah, yes, I figured you would.
Yeah, and the blog is Have You Ever Heard a Cheetah Purr? That's where I have it listed, and I'd really like to hear from people who are touched by that particular story. So I'd love to have you come to the website and visit with us about that.
Okay, now I'm going to, just before we take care of advertisers and sponsors, Mike, there's a calendar on the wall behind you. Can you look at May and tell me what day Mother's Day is?
I think it's the 17th.
Is it the 17th?
I know Easter's April 8th.
I'm wondering what day Mother's Day is.
I can look it up during the break.
Here comes Mike.
It's the 13th.
Oh, the 13th. Okay.
Mike, hit the woo-woo music. Robin?
Yes.
What did G-Man tell us on Wednesday?
He said he said he felt he would pass on Mother's Day.
Okay, here's the woo-woo part. Kathy just took a call from an anonymous caller who said, with he or she? Male? He? An anonymous caller that says he thinks May 13th may be the day the cats change bodies. Headache now may be a part of this.
Wow.
Hit the music one more time.
Whoa.
See, that caller didn't know that. I didn't tell you guys that. G-Man just told us on Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
That he thought, and I said, wait a minute, I think that's Mother's Day. And G said, well, I kind of meant at that time frame, around that time. But now whoever our anonymous caller is says they picked up May 13th.
Well, actually, what I remember him saying was that he was going to go on Mother's Day, and you said, well, that seems kind of harsh.
Yeah,
and he said,
that's right.
And then he goes, well, then or someday near it. And we still were like, wow, this is
trippy. Because I was saying, Mother's Day? Really?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean,
that's what you said.
Yeah, I'd love to have you in the new body, but, you know, I got to say, it's still going to be hard for me no matter what, G. Holy.
Holy moly.
Woo, I'll do it. Woo, 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 woo. I told you, this is too much, even for me. Okay, I am just nuts. I have totally lost it. Okay, Kathy's waving. Yeah?
Is this such a good thing that we know these things beforehand?
Oh,
Isn't it better to go
for me,
not knowing?
For me, it is so much better to know. I would much rather know than not know. Because, see, I have a chance to prepare now.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because, see, I'm like, holy... Whoa. And I'm telling all you guys. So I have all you guys to support me through this. And if you think I'm nuts, I think I'm nuts too. So, you know, we're all there together. But we'll find out. But see, I'd much rather know than not know. However, I also know enough that I'm not putting any energy into this. Okay? I'm
yeah,
not
going to
try.
Will be, will
whatever
be.
Happens,
will
happen. And I am learning from Yogananda to just be at peace with God through it all and stay content. And what it is, and know that I'll be okay, and it'll all be okay, and everything is okay, and all of that. And that's where I'll stay with all of that.
Well,
but it certainly is interesting how this all stuff is coming together.
Well, and I feel very compelled to share a story with you, Kathy, and that is that the night before my daughter died, I had a dream that she was going to die, and she was actually in the hospital. And I called the hospital, and I talked to her nurse, and I said, I've had this dream that she's going to die. And the nurse was like, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. You just had a bad dream. So I went back to sleep. I didn't go over to the hospital. And then I got jarred from my sleep with a phone ringing where it was the doctor saying that some mysterious infection had hit my daughter and she had very limited time to live and that I needed to get to the hospital right away. And by the time I got there, she was already gone.
So that's part of knowing. And had she listened, she'd have had a last moment with her daughter.
Oh, exactly. And I will live for the rest of my life regretting that I didn't know, trust, and act upon my own knowing, no matter what else somebody said to me.
Now, see, you're so right, and I'm so glad you said that, because, see, knowing this now, I will not dismiss any moment I have with G-Man.
That's
from
right.
Now
every
on.
second counts.
You know, when he jumps in my life, instead of saying, not now, go away, I'll grab him and love him. I'll say, okay, I'll put aside what I'm doing. I'll take every chance to kiss him and love him and hold that blue body that I will miss. So, see, to me, I love knowing. I mean, I don't always like knowing, but I love knowing. Because then I know I didn't miss anything.
Quality of life, quality of time.
Okay, we need to take care of advertisers and sponsors. And remember, it's the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So please listen, support them. And then we'll come back and we'll get into the communication stuff. And so stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Shift your morning into overdrive with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on Alternative Talk 1150.
Caffeinate your consciousness 6 a.m. weekdays with hot talk and great guests as you get your day underway with Mance and Mitchell, the most unusual radio show in Western Washington.
Presets adore us, snooze buttons fear us.
On Monday, enjoy a mix of metaphysics and media as Gary and Suzanne serve up continental breakfast in the Conversation Cafe. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook. This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Robin Alexis is offering a limited number of beautiful Golden Healer Lemurian crystals. These crystals are used by healers for their ability to magnify the flow of vital life force throughout the body, to promote healing, to reduce fear and anxiety, to induce a state of deep relaxation, and accelerate tissue healing. These crystals are also powerfully energized to activate the crown and solar plexus chakras, which assist you to obtain a more conscious connection to spirit. Golden Healer Lemurian crystals are a marvelous tool for doing any kind of energy work, meditation, or healing. In addition, these special crystals have been blessed by Robin Alexis at sacred sites at Mount Shasta. You can purchase these crystals for $22.95 from Mystic Store at robinalexis.com. Or email Bob at robinalexis.com for details. There is only a limited supply of these Lemurian crystals, so they're offered at a first-come, first-served basis.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk here. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And today we're doing live programming for even longer. Mystic Radio's Robin Alexis is here with me. We're finishing up a Robin and Martha Sunday, but she and Bob are doing a live Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis from noon to one today. So stay tuned because you can call in and get a reading from Robin. Let's see. Ajie called, I guess, during the break and says everything is pulling together and she's listening. So
oh, good. That's happening now.
Yeah. Yeah. Robin's been sending you energy, Ajie, to hope that to get you back balanced. She said there was a lot of stuff going on. Well, I'm still blown away about that anonymous caller that called in and said that the cats may change bodies on the 13th of May, and G-Man had already told us that, and we didn't say anything on the air, because I'd totally forgotten about that.
I didn't. I actually almost brought it up, but then I decided I wouldn't. You know, as we're doing the show, I often have all these thoughts that pass through my head, but the show moves in such a vibrant rhythm that you can't possibly explore every
frequency.
Yeah,
well, same thing happens to me, which is why I go off on tangents all the time. And sometimes I grab them and sometimes I don't. It's just kind of like, holy moly. But I'll tell you what, this one is too much. And if it happens, just sign me up. I'm moving to the Nut House. But we'll see. We'll see. Okay, now we don't have near as much time as I'd hoped to have. So I think, Robin, wow, this may be an ongoing topic for Robin and Martha Sundays for a while to come. Because now that I'm teaching on the air interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication, how to talk to your animals, how to receive, teaching about the human-to-animal transference, and then giving kind of the clearing and emotional homework tools, I thought it would be really good to explore with you, since you are one of the most gifted psychic mediums on the planet. And mystics are, I mean, you do everything. And so I thought it would be really, really interesting and helpful for our listeners to hear how this all happened for you. And what, so let's start with, I mean, did you just pop out of the womb being able to do this? Or, you know, how did this all go down for you?
No, I had a near-death experience when I was 2.5. I drowned. And I remember the whole thing. I remember popping out of my body. I remember having a mystical experience with Master Christ Jesus. He explained everything to me. He told me what my future would be. He told me, I mean, it was amazing what he told me. And when I came back up out of that situation, I was open, completely open. I remembered my past lives. I knew my future. I was so open, and as I began to, you know, articulate in the English language more and more, and actually sometimes in other languages, which really freaked my mother out.
I bet.
We were in a very fundamentalist Christian church at the time, so I was not rewarded for being a woman, a young child with those gifts. So I went through, up into my age 30, of just torturing myself. I just told you a story about how I had dreamed my baby was going to die, and I dismissed it.
And then she did.
And then she did. It's like I have reams of stories like that where I just kept thinking, oh my goodness, I'm evil that I know these things. And then finally, after my third near-death experience, I said, you know what? It really did happen. This is a gift from God. And so I began to open up and practice and meditate and learn how to use the gift. And it's been extremely challenging because you don't always get to hear good news. And so, you know, learning to handle all of that and knowing what to do with it has been quite a process.
Well, and isn't it fair to say that, I mean, not everyone comes across their intuitive gifts by going through a near-death experience?
That's
not
right,
everyone
right.
That goes through a near-death experience comes across and in touch with their intuitive gifts as a result.
That's
but
correct.
Some of those that have, there have been some very interesting books written about people describing their near-death experiences and where they go and all of that. And of course, we have the scientific community explaining that, oh, it's just your brain doing all that. And anyway, but so, and when I was teaching the telepathic and empathetic communication, I tend to say, well, you know, you're either naturally gifted or you have to work at being able to do it. But it isn't necessarily just being naturally gifted. I guess before 2.5, it would be hard to know if you were aware of being intuitive or not. But obviously, you opened up after these near-death experiences, and we're talking wide open. And yeah, most of us, even if we work really hard at learning how to do these forms of communication and really cleaning our trash compactors out of all the suppressed negative emotional energy and all that stuff, we still don't get to the point of being able to tune in and communicate the way Robin does.
Yes.
She really does have an extraordinary gift.
I do, yes.
Now, on the other hand, I wanted to just mention Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, because she has shared here on Animal World her experience with how she opened up. She would explain, and by the way, she will be here live with Kevin McDonald next week. They fill in with for me so I can go to Temple, and they'll have open phone lines throughout the show so you can call in with your questions for Kim. But you can also ask her about this. But she explained that she was always a sensitive person. Often people that are gifted and naturally can communicate on these levels tend to be sensitive models, meaning more sensitive to maybe allergies or that kind of stuff, emotional things. She was always sensitive, but she didn't have the ability to communicate with dead people, like I say, that sort of thing, until her mother passed. And her mother passed away, and she was very anxious to be able to communicate with her mother. And the way she opened up is she read, of all things, a Sylvia Brown book. You know, and Sylvia Brown's written a ton of books, and they're not on my list that I read. But Kim read a Sylvia Brown book, and Sylvia talked about how to do ask questions and then do, I think, opposite hand writing. Automatic writing type things, but sometimes if you ask a question and then put the pen in the hand you don't write with, and it writes stuff. Anyway, it was something along those lines, and that's the way Kim started happening for her, and then it built from there, and her'd be able to just intuitively communicate with spirits on the other side, or, you know, with animals or humans on this side, and opened up her psychic gifts. But that's how it happened for her.
Well, and my different gifts would open up at different times. I remember in 1997 was the first time I realized I could be a medium. And it was very weird because Dwight Eisenhower's wife, I believe her name was Mammy. Anyway, yeah. She...
What was it?
It was Mamie.
Mamie. That's
okay,
it, yeah.
Well, she came to me and she said, Robin, Dwight is stuck. He can't come be with me. He's so upset about what happened and how he feels so responsible for so many young men and women dying that he just can't forgive himself and he's not with me. So she asked me to help her.
Now, was he still alive at that time?
No, Dwight Eisenhower was dead.
Okay, he had passed. Okay.
Yeah, he had passed. He was the 34th president of the United States.
Right. Coming to you saying that he was so emotionally stuck he couldn't be with her on the other side.
Yes, and that's when I first became really interested in soldiers with issues and understanding that they had trouble passing because of, you know, everything that they went through and connecting with the whole post-traumatic stress syndrome. So anyway, that was my first experience, and I felt my, you know, things shifting in my body. So I was like, wow, that felt
now, when
like
you
it was
said
true.
She came to you.
Yes.
How did you experience that? Did you, like, hear her voice in your head? Did you, like, see her? Did you see her in the room with you? I mean, how do you experience that?
I felt that she came to me. I got this vision of her. She told me who she was, so I could see
now,
her.
Now, even a vision in the room with you, or a vision in your mind?
In the room.
In the room. Oh.
Yes. Yes. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know I knew how to do this. Well, then I began to explore it, and then I could see that I could do it pretty easily.
Mm.
And I didn't know I could communicate to animals until 2000. This woman, a very wealthy woman, hired me to fly to Wisconsin to go with her to different horse ranches to talk to the horses to see which one she should buy.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. She goes, yes, you can. So she took me and I did it, and it worked really well. So then other people started hiring me, not only to be a horse whisperer, but for example, if they wanted to know if their animal was ready to get put down, they would hire me to go with them to the vets and communicate, you know, what the animals wanted. Sometimes if they didn't fly me to wherever they were, they would have me on the cell phone so that I could process with them and their animals what was going on.
Well, okay, so when you are talking to an animal, now you've heard the shows that I did and how I teach communicating and talking to the animals and then receiving. Do you communicate and receive in a similar way, or is it different for you?
No, I'd say it's very similar. If I'm not expecting something, I think it tends to come in a thought group first. Like, I'll just download a whole bunch of information. But if I'm in kind of a peaceful place, I will experience things by seeing and hearing. And it's really been most recently that I began to get a very distinct feeling in my solar plexus. And very, very recently, I would say as of today, where I'm feeling it in my heart. So my abilities are still continuously expanding and awakening, and I'll continue to practice using them in however way I can serve.
All right. So now when you are communicating to an animal, are you doing it in a similar way? I mean, are you talking to them like silently in your head, and are you visualizing it?
That's very, very interesting, Martha, because I have found that when I'm communicating to an animal from me to them, mm-hmm. I cannot pull up a picture.
Oh.
So I just talk to them. But if they're talking back to me, I will see them and hear them.
Okay, so when you're talking to them, you're just like talking to yourself silently in your head, only you're talking to the cat,
exactly.
Or the dog, or the horse. But then when you get information back from them, you see them.
Yes.
And get the thought groups.
Yes.
Do you get a voice from them or just the thought groups?
No, I get a voice also. I hear a voice.
Okay, now see, that's what I think, that's what I say is very unusual, that Robin has extraordinary gifts. See, I don't think most people get that voice. But many do get, you know, see the animal and get the thought group, and so, or sometimes just the thought group. Now, and of course we're running out of time. I think this is, like I said, going to be an ongoing discussion, and that maybe the next Robin and Martha Sunday we do, maybe we'll start with this so we have more time to spend with it and then go into the other things. Cause there's certainly a lot more to talk about, but just in the last few minutes, is there anything you'd like to share with listeners about what things they might do to be able to open up their receptivity, to be able to receive information from their animal friends?
I think the number one thing that we can do is to learn how to manage our own energy and learn how to really respect our feelings and our emotions. Mm-hmm. I learned a long time ago from a spiritual teacher I worked with that emotions are the gateway to our spirituality, and I mm-hmm. find that to be really true. And so the tools that you've spoken about on your show, Martha, you know, the different letters that we can write.
Yeah,
or
the
just
angry letters or the,
yeah,
the processing,
whatever we're feeling,
the emotional energy.
It's really, really important. I'll go back to when I had my first near-death experience with Jesus, who did speak to me like I was an adult, even though technically I was 2.5. When I was dead, I was timeless, so he spoke to me as a soul. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, there are 7 senses. The 7th sense is awareness, and awareness is perception without judgment. Well, in order for us to perceive without judgment, we need to uncloak ourselves from emotional charges and from belief systems, from mind control programs, from all kinds of things, so that we can truly become one with God.
Yeah, and we need open hearts and clear perceptual bodies, which is what all the emotional releasing tools are for that I gave everybody last week.
Crucial, 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 because I opened up prematurely, if you will, and did not have the skills to manage what was happening to me, and that was extremely traumatic. So if people want to become more clairvoyant or more telepathic, you have to understand that to walk in harmony with that, you want to do it in a balanced way, and that means becoming very accountable for your spiritual practice. Meditation is very important. You want to have a spiritual discipline. It's very, very important. Yep. And if you belong in this lifetime or another, or maybe in more than one, where you've had the gift and you've been martyred for it, you've been, you know, killed for it, you've been persecuted for it, whatever, you know, these things, they come up and they come up and they come up. Feelings are timeless. So you may find yourself overreacting to a situation that other people will go, well, what's wrong with her? Well, what's wrong with her? She's feeling something she felt many, many lifetimes.
Yep.
And therefore, you need to honor that feeling and find a way to move it through your field so it's not interfering with your perceptual body anymore.
Yep, and I will say that when I found my first spiritual teacher, I signed up to learn from him because I wanted to be intuitive and psychic like he was. I didn't realize that it was part and parcel to finding and opening up a spiritual path. So what you say is very true. Now, I'm going to put this subject into the follow-up department. So on our next Robin and Martha Sunday, we will start with this earlier in the show so we have a lot more time to discuss it. Now, the question of when our next Robin and Martha Sunday is going to happen, we don't know at this point because the second Sunday of April, Robin will be traveling. We don't know if we can schedule a later Sunday that month or whether we're just going to have to skip April and then the next Robin and Martha Sunday will be the second Sunday of May. But I'll keep you appraised as we figure that out. Now, we are going to wrap next week. I will be at Temple. Kevin and Kim will be here. Be sure you call in to talk to Kim. She can help you talk to your animal friends on the other side or your animal friends here or humans on the other side or answer general psychic questions. She will be here. As we wrap up here, it's going to roll over right in to a live broadcast of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And it is in fact live from noon to one. And Robin, you're going to have open phone lines taking phone calls, right?
Yes, we are. We're still running that 2-for-1 special for the Golden Healer Lemurian Crystals. So we'd love to have your calls or come right to the website, robinalexis.com, and place an order.
And all you folks out there who have animal questions and you've been listening to Martha's show, now you can call us in a few minutes about your animal
questions.
And
we want to hear your stories. You know, what kind of experiences are you having with your animals that maybe have touched your heart so much it's made you cry?
All right, so we're going to stick in the studio here because Kathy's going to be the first technical caller. And oh, no, she's not. She's not going to be the first one? Okay, Mike's shaking his head, so they must have decided they don't want to do that. Okay, so you're going to be on your own for callers, and live Mystic Radio is straight ahead. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. Kim and Kevin next week, and I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.